On this Memorial Day, a little known part of American history, the exclusion of African Americans from the United States Marine Corps. It was only in 1942 that Black Americans were first allowed to enlist in the Marines, making it the last branch of the armed forces to integrate. But the mere fact of entry into the Marines did not mean equality had been achieved. Far from it. The first Black men to enlist were sent to their own segregated training camp, Montford Point. What those first Black Marines experienced is not well known. Many left the service and didn't talk of the experience to their families. Now there's a movement to honour the first Black Marines, and the task at hand is to find those who might still be with us. Many have passed on. First Sergeant William Jack McDowell, Marine Corps retired, was in that first group of African Americans to integrate the Marines. He served for 26 years, fought in 3 different wars, and has been awarded 3 Purple Heart medals and a Congressional Gold Medal. I spoke with First Sergeant Jack McDowell back in February. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
We're also joined by Sonia Smith-Kang, the granddaughter of a Montford Point Marine, and his name was Corporal Arnold Anthony Smith. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to start with you, First Sergeant McDowell. I'd love you to tell me about the experience of being one of the first African Americans to enlist in the Marines.
Well, as a point of clarification, I wasn't one of the first, but I came along in 1945. After several thousand had already gone through Mountain Point. And I joined when I was 17 and a half out of high school, came out of New York. And I wasn't used to a lot of racial problems in New York. And even at Montford Point Camp, which was 99% African-American, there weren't any major problems with respect to race. We did run into racial segregation problems outside the base. That was quite a bit of a shock to me, although I had heard about such things before.
What kind of problems did you run into?
The usual problems associated with segregation in the South during that era, primarily separate everything, separate restrooms, separate waiting rooms at transportation facilities. You just didn't socialize with people that were white.
And how did that feel at the time where here you are getting trained to go away and serve your country only to step out of that environment and straight back into a segregated America?
Coming out of New York, I thought it was rather silly, a waste of time and talent. We were in a world war at the time, and I just felt that it was very strange that at least people in uniform trying to serve the country as they can were being discriminated against because of the color of their skin. Didn't make any sense to me.
So why did you want to be a Marine?
My brother actually went in a year before me and came home and told me all kinds of stories. And being a silly kid, I thought, that's for me. And I decided to follow in his footsteps.
Mm. You ended up serving in 3 wars. You lost a leg. I imagine you saw things most of us never, ever will. Yet when you came home, I imagine you endured racism and racist systems. How did you deal with that after putting your life on the line to fight for freedom, you know, for all Americans?
Well, you can imagine thousands and thousands of Marines and Army and Air sailors were engaged in an effort, a huge effort throughout the Pacific Ocean area. And we went into Japan on occupation duty and also northern China. And by the time I was 18 and a half, and halfway around the world, back in North Carolina, in a nutshell, going through that and being in segregated units back in the States, and then when the Korean War broke out, that was the first time that I had served with white troops after having been in the Marine Corps for 5 years. Mm. Didn't go well initially, but it worked out. In January of 51, I was wounded for the first time and sent back to the States for medical reasons. And following that, the Marine Corps became started becoming racially integrated. And I have to say that over the years, it took a while for people to get used to an integrated Marine Corps. For the rest of my time in the Marine Corps, another 20 years, it went rather well. There were incidents from time to time, as you can imagine, but overall, I think the Marine Corps has done a pretty good job of integrating.
You've seen some progress in, yes, in your years.
We didn't have any black officers at the time from 42 to 49, but now we have black generals in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that's some progress. I want to bring Sonia Smith-Kang in. Sonia, your grandfather, like First Sergeant McDowell, was a Montford Point Marine. Yet your own father didn't know about that service until he found your grandfather's Marine's uniform hidden in the attic. I wonder why your grandfather, Corporal Arnold Anthony Smith, didn't talk about his Marine service.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, you know, my grandfather was a very prideful man and he saw a lot. You know, he was there on the first day of fighting in Okinawa. He didn't talk about it to his children. And my father found, you know, some artifacts of his and really, you know, started to wonder and explore that part of his father's life.
And your own father followed in his father's footsteps, joining the army. There are many who believe that African Americans have not been accorded the freedom and the equality at home that they fought for overseas. How do you and maybe your father reconcile this?
Yeah, at the time, my grandfather and the other Montford Point Marines, you know, they were trailblazers. And, you know, as much as we know about the Tuskegee Airmen and the Buffalo Soldiers, I really want to see the Montford Point Marines get that same level as part of American history. And to come from, you know, to fighting during a war when at home they're also fighting racism during Jim Crow South. And I think it took a very special person to fight, you know, against foreign as well as, you know, for a country that didn't see them as human at times. So I think that's the challenge.
And you're now helping to find other Montford Point Marines or their families to help them get the Congressional Gold Medal, which is recognition of what they did all those years ago. Tell me about what going through this experience for your own family has meant to you.
It was absolutely the best thing I've ever done because I met amazing folks along with the First Sergeant. And my family was lucky enough to get ours in November of last year. And I want other families to experience that same moment as we did.
So why is it so hard to find these Montford Point Marines?
Once I do these conversations, and I'm sure First Sergeant can also chime in, you know, I think something happened to the records. Is that correct? Wasn't there a fire or something that happened?
Yeah, it was some records repository for the original Montford Point Marines and others was stored, caught on fire back in the 40s or 50s, and a lot of the records were destroyed. So it was a bit of a challenge for the Department of Defense to recover what they could.
Right.
And so you figure this, there were 20,000 roughly that went through. We've awarded somewhere in the neighborhood of about 3,000 replica medals. That leaves about 17,000. Families. The last recruit that went through Montford Point was in 1949. That would make him around 92 now. There aren't a lot left. We're all gone. We're all in our 90s. And, you know, the average age for Black Americans in this country that pass away is 77. So there aren't a lot left to tell the story.
First Sergeant McDowell, you've seen so much in your lifetime. You're 95, and the Marines now have, as we were just talking about, Black men in the highest ranks. Does this tell you that your initial sacrifices have come good, or do you feel like there's maybe still more work to do?
Of course, there's always a lot more work to be done, but I think the Marine Corps is doing a wonderful job today in training young fellows and ladies to become Marines around and to provide them with an opportunity to get the kind of training that's in today's world, I think, very important.
Well, we thank you for your service, First Sergeant William Jack McDowell, Marine Corps retired, and we thank you for joining us here on Here and Now.
Thank you, Deepa.
And Sonia Smith Kang, granddaughter of a Montford Point Marine, thank you to you as well.
Appreciate you. Thank you.